Hello.
Hi. We're conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. Now, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm not for sure which way the country is headed, so I really ain't for sure how it's going.
Okay. Just a second. So if you have to choose from satisfied or dissatisfied, what would you choose?
Not satisfied.
Okay. Now, when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it's not an important issue to you, and 10 means it's a very important issue to you. Allow me to read. Voting rights.
10.
Thank you. Criminal justice reform.
10.
Okay. Climate change.
0.
Okay. Student loan debt.
They deserve nothing.
I'm from 0 to 10?
0.
Okay. Abortion rights.
Abortion rights? Is that what
yes.
you said? 0.
Yes, sir.
None.
Reproductive freedom.
Freedom?
Reproductive freedom. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a 10. It should have a freedom.
Healthcare.
Yes, 10.
Thank you. Racism and discrimination.
I don't know of any, so I don't know. 3, I guess, or 1, I don't know. I don't discriminate.
From a scale from 0 to 10?
2.
Okay. K-12 education.
K-12 education, is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
I'd say that'd be I'd say probably about a 6 or 7, I don't know. So I wonder about what they're teaching now.
Okay, it's important if you can select only one number.
I said
your
six.
Opinions are important. Okay.
I said 6.
Thank you. Now, crime and violence.
Wow. And what are you asking about crime and violence? You asking if it should be or it shouldn't be?
I'm asking you how important will you say of these issues is to you?
Probably about 9 or 10, yeah.
Okay, sir, one more time. It's important to select only one number.
I said 9.
Zero. Okay.
I said 9.
Now, democracy.
Democracy, we're a republic. So, no, 0.
Okay. Inflation and the cost of living.
10.
Okay. And migration.
I don't know how y'all remember that. 8.
Allow me to repeat one more time. And migration.
I said A.
Okay. Jobs and wages.
10.
Thank you. Let's move on with the next one. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means that you're extremely likely to vote?
I'm 10.
Thank you. What is your race?
Well, I don't know what they consider anymore. I'm white.
Okay. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Okay, thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
No, I think of it as what God gave me, male.
Okay. What is the year of your birth?
63.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
High school equivalency.
Okay. Sir, thank you so much for your time. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
I'd say 0, probably. 0.
Okay. How much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
I'd say 10. They got as much ability to.
Okay. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. Allow me to read. Andrea Dickens.
Hello? About racial? You said something about racial?
No. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organization, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10. And remember, 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 5 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. And once again, if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. Now,
no,
allow me to read one more time.
Never heard of
it. The first one is Andrea Dickens.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Okay. Brad Raffensperger.
No, I don't know what that is.
Rafael Warnock.
I know I have you here. Rafael Warnock.
Okay. Team Wolves.
Team Wolves?
Yes.
That's just some movie. No, that's funny. I know what that is.
Okay. John Asaf.
I don't know. I gotta go, guys. Y'all have a good night. Thank you.